Greatest Name in Cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, neighbor. Strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure. With Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Miss Petty's Predicament.
Folks, I wouldn't want everyone to go to the store all at once. Might crowd up the trail. But I'm taking that chance when I tell you about Rice Krispie Treats, the new Kellogg candy made from Rice Krispies. You make Rice Krispie Treats yourself in only 6 minutes. Squares of Kellogg's Rice Krispies and delicious marshmallow. Easy to make, that'll get your appetite all set for the feast and treat you've been waiting for. Have Mom pick up marshmallows and Kellogg's Rice Krispies just as soon as she can. There was many an outlaw out to get United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok. In the dark hideouts of the men who rode by night, there was a standing price on the heads of Wild Bill and his deputy Jingles. The price was almost collected once by a sharp-eyed, slippery bandit who drew the two lawmen into an action-loaded adventure by a simple trick. Caught off guard, Jingles fell for the trick when he got worried about Miss Petty's predicament.
Finish with your breakfast, Jingles?
Yes, sirree. Nothing like a good breakfast to set you up right for the day.
You said it, partner, so now it's time we went to work.
Yep. You know I'm ready for anything. What we got on tap for today, Bill?
Mostly routine, Jingles. Check the posters that came in on the stage last night. Make a round of the town to be sure things are all right. Fill out the reports from headquarters.
Well, sounds like a real nice day for a change. No loud hoots on the string. No!
Watch it, partner.
Yeah, doggone that loose board. Wonder why somebody don't fix that old sidewalk.
Why don't you fix it, Jingles?
Me?
Sure, you've got time today.
Oh, now, Bill, you know very well that if I got out here on the sidewalk with a hammer in my hand, I'd be in real trouble.
How do you figure that? No harm in a hammer.
Yeah, but Miss Petty would see me, sure. Then she'd come running out of her dress shop with a dozen ideas of things I could fix for her. That woman's not the one to let me rest.
Well, pull in your horns, then. We're about to pass her store.
I'll just start whistling and pass right on by. Maybe she won't run out to greet us this morning.
Here we are. Keep whistling.
Yeah.
You got by all right, Jingles. Here's our office. Better duck in quick.
Worked fine, didn't it?
Slick as a whistle.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, that's a joke.
Then just forget I said it, Jingles. You make the jokes.
Bill.
Yeah?
Come to think about it, that's the first time Miss Petty ain't come out to say good morning for 6 whole months.
Guess that's right.
Reckon she's sick or something?
If you're worried, why don't you go back to her store and find out?
But, Bill, it was open, wasn't it?
Yep, door was open wide.
Seems funny. Did you see her inside?
No. You know, she'd be right happy to know you're fretting about her.
Now you stop hoorahing me, Bill Hickok. I think I'll take a little stroll down the street.
Down by Miss Petty's store, you mean?
Oh, I might pass there on my way.
All right, Jingles, but hurry back.
Yep. And I'll just go out for a little old air. Now, let me see. I ain't worried, but I wouldn't want nothing to happen to Miss Petty. She's real nice to me. Sometimes. Of course, I don't like her chasing after me like I was a ring-tailed Romeo. Uh-oh. Now, here's her dress shop. I'll just take a peek. And I don't see her. Door's wide open. Woo-hoo! Miss Patty! Hope Bill don't hear me call him like a sick old cat. Miss Patty, you here? Better go inside and take a good look. Miss Patty, it's Jingles. Where are you? Holy hopping horny toes. What's been going on here? Bill! Bill Hickok! Come here, quick! Bill, hurry!
Come on, Jingles. What's got you so stirred up?
Bill, it's Miss Patty. She's gone out. Now, take a look at her shop.
No, don't stampede, partner. She can't be far.
There you are. Now, just look at that.
There's been a struggle in here.
There sure has. Showcase turned over, and look at that dress rack. It is a mess.
Wait a minute, partner. Those dresses are strung out toward the back door. Come on.
Yeah.
Look at those tracks. Two men, three horses.
And Miss Patty's tracks, too. Bill, it looks like she's been dragged out here by the hair of her hand.
Get the horses, Jingles.
I sure will. We're going to track those Jaspers down and make them wish they'd never set foot in this town. Poor Miss Patty. I'll bet she is just scared to death.
Well, now, guess what?
All right, somebody, what?
Rice Krispie treats. Two candy you make from Kellogg's Rice Krispies. I guess they didn't stop to think that they could all make Rice Krispies treats. They're so easy to make.
Cucks, yes, and quick as a wink, Charlie. Takes but 6 minutes to make a batch of those sweet squares of marshmallow and Kellogg's Rice Krispies. No fooling.
6 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Why, that's no time at all.
Of course it ain't. And you got yourself a big pan for the most delicious candy feast you put your taster to. That marshmallow blends those sacks of rice into candy squares that prime your appetite for the big eating. You see for yourselves. Now listen, fingers, you'll need marshmallows and Rice Krispies. And tell my mom to pick up on them. You'll find the right on the back of the Kellogg's Rice Krispies box.
Miss Patty was a long-time friend of Wild Bill and Jingles. When they found her dress shop a shambles and Miss Patty gone, they started out in hot pursuit of her captors. Meanwhile, on a narrow mountain trail an hour out of town, two men were having their troubles with the lady in question.
Two bandits taking me. This is an outrage.
Lady, will you please stop talking? I don't like this job no more than you do. Whip, she's got me scratched and clawed up so as I look like I got tangled with a she-male wildcat.
Oh, you wait. You'll have worse than a wildcat after you and Wild Bill and Jingles discover I'm gone.
No fooling, ma'am.
You just wait and see.
We sure will, lady. Won't we, Whip?
Yeah. Ain't this the place?
Yeah, it is. Right at the head of the trail. And we got a straight shot down there for half a mile and plenty of rocks to hide in. Boss sure picked the perfect spot.
Oh, boy.
What are you talking about?
You'll find out when your very good friends, Hickok and Jingles, come a-riding up that narrow trail.
Now, get down off that horse, ma'am. We ain't gonna hurt you if you behave yourself.
I don't understand all... But... Oh, yes, I do. You're going to ambush Wild Bill and Jingles when they come riding up that trail.
Now you're getting smart, lady. Maybe too smart.
You did this all on purpose. You're using me to bait a trap.
Bill, what reason would two Jaspers have for stealing dresses from Miss Pet's store and taking her along?
That's one of the things that's got me baffled, Jim.
You mean there's something else I'm wondering about?
Yeah, this is trickle.
What about it? It's wide and straight, easy to follow.
That's what I mean.
Well, that's easy to figure out. It just means they didn't have any idea that they'd be followed.
Maybe.
Maybe nothing. It's as plain as a horn down of a bull.
Could be too plain, partner. Yeah, here's where we're going uphill.
Yep, there, Joker. This trail narrows down here, don't it?
Better keep your eyes open, Jingles.
Oh, you're thinking of something you're not telling me.
I think we're heading to a trap, Jingles.
A trap?
That's right. Things are beginning to add up.
You mean they're after us, not Patty?
That's just what I'm thinking.
But they got Miss Patty.
Yeah, which means we've got to ride right into the trap.
Set ourselves up as a target. Doggone those sidewinders, Bill. They start shooting, we can't even shoot back.
That's right, we can't take a chance on hitting this Patty. Some real smart jazz gotta get this one out.
Bill!
I cover it, Jingles, this is it.
Get from the rocks!
Okay.
Ooh-wee! You sure sure had this one figured out right, Bill.
Those shots came from the head of the trail.
Yeah, two rifles working. Wish we knew where Miss Petty is.
We gotta get up there. Fire a couple of shots over their heads to make them think we're still here.
Varmint!
Stay low and climb.
Keep talking up left, Bill. Saw where those shots came from.
We gotta make it fast. If they don't hear any more shots from us down there, they may clear out.
I wish I knew who set up this trap for us. I'd break him into two.
Hold it. There they are.
Can you see Miss Petty?
Yeah. She's over by horses, tied up and gagged.
Good. She's out of the way. Let's jump.
All right, let's go.
Now you, Varmint 3!
Get him!
Can't you? Cut him down.
Hold it right there, you two.
Shot my rifle.
Shot me in the arm.
You're lucky to be talking, you two low-life sidewinders.
Keep him covered, Jingles. I'll get Miss Petty. All right, Miss Petty, I'll get you loose. Where's this gag? Sorry it took us so long to get here. There you are.
Oh, wow, Bill, those... They did it on purpose. It was a trap to kill you and Jingles.
That's the way we had it figured, Miss Petty. You all right?
Oh, yes, now I'm free, thanks. I was helpless to stop them.
That's all right, ma'am. We were lucky they missed with their first shot.
Oh, poor Jingles. I knew he'd be worried about me.
No, he was, ma'am. Mighty worried.
He was? Oh, now isn't that nice? Jingles, Bill says you were fretting about me.
Oh, now, Bill, why'd you have to tell her that?
Oh, I'm glad he did. Makes me fluttery all over.
Oh.
Now, Whip, let's run for it.
Hold it right there, you did too. I'm out of patience with you.
Yeah, don't shoot no more.
Who are these men, Miss Petty?
Well, they call each other Jip and Whip. I never saw them before, but they're working for somebody who wants you killed.
You mean they were following somebody's orders?
That's right. I heard the big one say the boss sure picked a perfect spot for the ambush.
All right, Jip. How much were you two going to get for putting us out of the way?
$5,000.
$5,000? Well, we must be right at important, Bill.
Who put up the money?
I ain't saying.
You'd better talk, mister.
Nothing doing. If I did, our lives wouldn't be worth a plug nickel when we get back to town.
Back to town, huh?
Pip, you jughead, shut up.
Now, maybe we can find out who's behind it.
You got an idea, Bill?
Yeah. Take these two jaspers and tie them to those two trees over there, Jingles.
Hey, what are you up to?
None of your business, bushwhacker. Now get over by those trees. I'm going to tie you up so you'll never get loose.
You'll take me back to town with you, won't you, Wild Bill?
We sure will, ma'am, but if my plan is going to work, I'll have to hide you out for a while.
Oh, I'll do anything you say.
Good. Hurry it up, Jingles. If this trick's going to work, we got to move fast.
Bill Hickok, you're driving me loco. Been over an hour since we hit Miss Petty over at her house and came back to the office. You ain't done a thing but sit there and stare off into space.
Sorry, Jingles, I just can't make up my mind.
About what, doggone it?
Who'd want to kill us the most and has a price to pay for it?
Well, I could name a dozen. How about Blackie Todd? We sent him up for rustling once.
Nope, when Blackie's ready, he'll come after us himself.
Grady Stilton? He's a mean hombre and don't like us one little bit.
No, partner, Silton's just too big.
What do you mean?
The man we want does business in this town. He's little and a coward and he's rich. He'd hire a killer because he wants to stay out of it and look innocent.
Well, now that description fits Jody Jenks, the loan shark. He ain't got no use for it.
It also fits the land agent, Judd Sims. We've been in his way now and then, you know.
Yeah. Well, which one, Bill?
I don't know. Let's go see them both.
What are you going to say to him? We can't just lock him up.
Now, I'll think of something. You just let me do the talking.
Loan shark's office straight ahead of us.
Yeah. Suppose you wanted to borrow some money, Jingle.
I could sure use it.
All right. In we go.
Yeah, I seen you two coming, Hickok. You ain't got no business with me. What are you doing?
We have got business with you, Jinx. Jingles is low on cash, and it's until paid.
Oh. Want to throw the loan, eh? Well, that's different. How much?
Oh, about $1.06, huh?
Better make it $10, pardon.
Yeah, $10.
$10 one week. Next Monday, you'll pay 15.
50% of a week's loan? You look high, aren't you, Jinx?
And my terms to leave it. And I got to have security.
Security?
Claro. I got to put up something I can keep that'll make sure I get my money back.
Well, Bill ain't much but a horses and the things which we got on our back.
I might leave your guns with me. That'd do it.
Our guns?
You want the money or don't you?
We'd better get over, Jingles. Come on.
Well, I'll be here when you're ready.
That salamander wanted us to leave with the gun. Sounds like he's the one, Bill.
No, I'm not sure. It's two doors down Judd Sims' office. Let's try him.
Yeah.
What's the name of that ranch which we looked at in Gun Valley last evening, Jingles?
Jones' place.
Yeah, I'll ask him about that.
Hickok.
What's the matter, Mr. Sims? You look like you'd seen a ghost.
Maybe he did.
Jingles.
Oh.
I was busy. You surprised me. What can I do for you, gents?
Just wanted to ask about the Jones Ranch in Tunkin Valley.
It's a sale. Want to buy it?
I've got an uncle back east who'd like to move out here and ask us to look around for him. How much for the ranch?
Oh, I've got it up for $8,000 or $9,000.
Eight or nine?
$8,500. Make you a good deal, Marshal.
All right, I'll tell him when I write him. We'll let you know. Come on, Jingles.
Bill, he acted as guilty as a coyote in a chicken pen.
Yeah. Well, let's get the horses and we'll stay out of sight across the street where we can watch both these officers. One of those two is our man.
Charlie, I got a problem.
Well, let's hear it, Slim.
Well, I'd like to talk about something real special right now, but that means we can't tell the listeners about Rice Krispies. You know how crisp they are.
Oh, now, don't worry about that, Slim. Kellogg's Rice Krispies say snap, crackle, pop. That's enough to tell anyone they're crisp.
See, that's right, Charlie. Well, sir, I want to talk about Rice Krispie Treats, the new candy squares the Pokes are making from marshmallow and Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Say, you know what? That's a real good idea, Slim. Sure sounds like real eating.
Not eating, Charlie. Feasting. You don't just eat Rice Krispie Treats. You feast on them. Smooth, smooth marshmallow and good snap, crackle, pop Rice Krispies. What a sweet-tasting combination.
Yeah, and don't forget, they're made so quickly, Slim.
6 minutes sure is fast, all right. And they're as easy to make as they are quick. Say, Wranglers, your recipe for Rice Krispie Treats is right on the back of your next box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Now, get a new box, and then you can use the Rice Krispies that you have in your chuck wagon right now to make extra Rice Krispie treats. You'll want them, so tell your mom to put marshmallows and Kellogg's Rice Krispies down on her shopping list right away. Remember, that's Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Playing a long shot trick to catch the man who put a price on their heads, Wild Bill Hickok called on two suspects. One was Goldie Jenks, the loan shark. The other was Judd Sims, land agent. Minutes later, the two lawmen stood in the shadows across the street watching the two offices, waiting for something to happen.
Quiet, Buckshot.
Yeah, this ain't no time to give us away.
I sure hope this works, Jingles.
Me too. I'm getting tired. Bill, Goldie Jenks is coming out of his office.
Yeah. He doesn't seem to be in any hurry, though.
Walking into the general store.
Well, that lets him out. He keeps his horse at the livery stable, and it's down the other end of the street.
That leaves Judd Sims.
It does, if we guessed right in the first place.
We gotta be right. Uh-oh. There he comes, Bill. Sims is coming out.
Watch him now.
Yeah, he's looking over at our office and up and down the street.
He's in a hurry, all right. Look at him run around behind his office.
Yeah, he keep his horse back there?
Yeah. Now we'll see.
Well, there he goes, Bill, and he's headed out of town in the direction we took this morning.
All right, Jingles, hit the saddle. Stay on his trail, but don't let him see us. Steady, Buckshot.
Well, not till he gets to the top of that hill where we got those two varmints tied up. Then that Jasper Sims is in for the surprise of his life. All right, Joker, let's ride! There he goes, Bill, straight up that trail to the top.
Like a mule headed for the barn.
Like a killer headed for jail, you mean, and that's right behind him.
Don't lose him, Buckshot. Got to time this just right.
Well, we got to ride right on in, Bill.
No, we'll go up the way we did this morning, Jingles. Leave the horses here.
Not a peep out of you, you hear?
Come on, Jingles, hurry it up. I want to hear what he says.
Now, Bill, you know I ain't built for speed.
You move fast enough when somebody rings that dinner bell, partner.
Well, that's different. Hey, that reminds me, I missed my lunch.
Don't talk about that now.
You brought it up.
Hold it, Jingles. There he is. He's found him, all right.
You lame-brained featherheads, you missed. Now, hold on, Sims. Hold on nothing. That plan was foolproof. It was Pat. A baby could have knocked off Hickok and Jingles the way I had it set up.
I got a good mind to shoot you right there, tied to them trees.
No, boss, no.
Now, Jingles, hold it right there, Sim.
Flash, or I'll kill you myself.
Still a hideout,
Your time's run out, Sim. You've had your last killer.
You sure have.
How'd you get here? Jip, you told him it was me, you double-crossing coyote.
Nobody told us but you, Sims. Your plan was too pat.
Yeah, and two can play at this game of tricks. You fell for Bill's hook, line, and sinker.
All right, Jingles, let's herd him back to jail and go tell Miss Petty all about it. You know, she's been right curious.
It was Judd Sims all the time.
It sure was, Miss Petty.
But why did he use me to bait the trap?
His office is right across the street where he could watch your store. He knew we were good friends.
Yeah, he knew we'd do anything for you, Miss Petty.
Oh, you would, Jingles. Now, aren't you sweet?
Oh, now you cut that out.
Well, Sims and his hired guns are locked up waiting for the judge now.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Jingles, you ready to go back to work?
Work? After all that running we did today, I'm ready to find me a hammock and take a snooze. I'm tired.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You are? Why?
Just look at the mess those awful men made of my store, and maybe you can guess.
Uh-oh. Now, Miss Petty, I've got to go help Bill.
Couldn't you help me just a little bit first?
Sure you could, partner.
Bill Hickok, you stay out of this.
Jingles?
No, all right. Doggone it.
Oh, I knew you would.
Attaboy, Jingles. See you later.
Now, first you can set that showcase back up and put the boxes there on the shelves. And then you get a hammer and you can do...
Now, you just hold on, Miss Petty. Now, don't you start giving orders like a section foreman on the railroad. You be real nice to me. Or the next time a couple of owl hoots drag you away, I just might let them keep you.
Oh, now, Jingles, you know you wouldn't do that.
No, ma'am. I guess I wouldn't. You know, it might get too lonesome and peaceful around here without you to pick on me.
Here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Matheson, and Andy Devine.
Andy and I'll be back again on Monday with another Wild Bill Hickok story for you.
You bet we will, Guy. And this one's about a search for an old prospector, a lucky gold strike, and trouble. We call it the Rocks of Black Hills.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Kids, did you ever wake up in the morning wanting your favorite cereal and then find that there wasn't any? Well, now, there's no need for that disappointment when you get Kellogg's Variety Pack. 10 personal portions of your favorite Kellogg's cereals, all in the same package. Shredded, popped, flaked, or any way you want them. For example, Rice Krispies, Pep, or Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Just wake up and choose. So remind Mom to put Kellogg's Variety Pack on her shopping list for you.
The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Matheson and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Marion Richmond, Fred Shields, and Tim Graham. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!